Oh.
Ooh, music in your ear.
Hey,
hey. I like
baby,
that you're switching it up.
Outside
when the baby safe haven was going up.
This is the Hip Hop Heads podcast. TheCryptOnline.com. We got Bonafide here.
I'm in the building, baby.
In the bazildin.
Who you?
I'm Vega. How you doing? I'm over here.
To the left of me is my man Savio Vega, aka Billy Vega, aka Vega the Slime, aka Vega the Chosen, aka Vega Yojimbo, aka Catch Me Outside.
Yeah. How about that?
All them spots.
Hey.
Peace to you, Vega.
It's good to see you, man.
Orale, vato. Got my coffee on right quick.
You gotta get you the power up, man.
Hey, listen. It's been a day.
We're just throwing this together, you know what I mean? Giving you guys a show. There's a tornado outside.
For real, for real? I haven't seen a tornado warning around this area in probably about 8 years when they had that microburst down the Revere.
That shit was hot.
Remember that? Yeah, that was actually, you know, that made people wake up. And thank you for playing the old music, too. I love it when you get a little splash of that nostalgia.
A little splashy splash. How's your week been, man?
Horrible.
Yeah. It's been like that, huh?
Nah, it's all right. No, it was my mother's birthday this past week.
Simone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, as they siempre.
Yeah, tell her I say happy birthday to madre.
Most deaf. But randomly, the homie White Mike hit me up and it was like, oh, my cousin's boyfriend, his band has a show at the spot in Waltham the day before. So I was like, all right, word. I'll roll through. I'm available in the evenings.
I'm around.
So, boom, boom, boom. I was like, yeah, we can just grab some dinner real quick. Is it that spot Tempo in on Moody Street in Waltham?
I know it. Yeah, it's a nice spot.
So they like basically just bought the convenience store that used to be behind it, and they just blew that whole wall out, and they made like a whole like basically like a little club back there.
A little dance floor?
They're trying to steal your idea, I think. They're trying to steal your...
They must have overheard the conversation.
Somebody was talking. All right, you know? But it's not as ill as it should be.
Because I'm not in on it. You know,
we can
I
do
mean?
Better. We can do way better. But they're trying.
I'm telling
to,
you right
trying
now,
to,
my idea is the greatest idea ever.
And it's gonna. It could work so well because people would want to come there. So it's not like we would be looking for people to. I don't even know if we should
35 to 70 years old.
I don't even know if we should explain it again. But like, do you want to tell people okay. like at least the general?
So we're old. Right,
yes, going to shows. Old ass dude.
All right, going to shows is fun and stuff still, but standing around for an hour waiting for someone to come out, 2 hours, 3 hours, who knows? Right, it's just fucking whack. All right, I don't want to be standing around. I don't want to be none of that stuff. I do. I would like to, you know, I like to get into it. You know what I mean? Sing along, do all that shit, do a little dance and all that stuff. You know, but you have
absolutely.
That's fun.
That's what I came for.
That's good times.
But
it's still uncomfortable.
I get there early, I'm not trying to, my old knees ain't trying to be standing all night long.
So my idea is you have a nightclub. Imagine the Copacabana, okay?
Mm-hmm,
everyone's sitting down. It's a restaurant. You can order drinks, bring drinks to your table. You can order food, little pap, right? And then you're all sitting there. Everyone is sitting down. You have a wonderful view of the stage. A person comes out, an artist, a performer, comedian, who knows?
Whomever.
Right? Whomever, right? A speaker, someone you would like to see perform. And then they perform
poet,
in front of you.
If you will.
A poet. And it's just a lovely evening.
Okay. I'm going to interject real quick.
Yes.
Have you been to the City Winery
in
Boston?
I have not.
This is almost the same kind of realm also.
Yes.
But I feel like when I go there, I'm constantly trying to look around people mm-hmm. to see the stage because we're all on the same level on the yes. floor. So I feel like I need to move my chair, move around. And then if I move to get the optimal view, now I'm blocking people that are behind me.
You need steps.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think the object would be is if you have a circular venue, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have the stage cutting off one of the sides of the circle, right? So now it's a semicircle. Everyone's facing you. And then you have steps going up the circle, right? Let's say they're 10 feet wide. So then you can fit tables across and then you can still come up the middle, right? So you can go to either side as you come up the steps. But once again, 15 feet wide or so. Wait a minute.
I'm confused here. Are you talking about you as the performer or you as the
spectator,
patron?
The patron, right?
Hmm.
So you have to have it kind of like as you would, like almost a stadium style seating.
Yeah.
But you only have it just as a regular step. So when you're looking at the show, you're always looking above someone's head.
But you would need enough space so you could have like tables and chairs, you know, set up
yes.
like for each level.
Yes.
All right. I want to see what you're thinking about. But
and then you can
I
have
love,
a section.
I love it.
You can have a section for a dance floor where people get up and dance.
Hell yeah.
You know
you
what
got
I mean?
To.
You can almost do away with the bar. I mean, you can have a bar for people who are dancing, but you can almost do away with the bar because you're going to have people waiting on you hand and foot. Right?
You can't get rid of a bar. There needs to be at least one bar somewhere.
Yeah, there's got to be a nice
sure, if
bar.
You have a table, then people will come to you and they will, you know, yeah. make sure you're good. But also, I'm going to encourage when we open this club that tip your wait staff.
Yeah.
Heavily because they will take care of you like you are the king of Shabazz.
And I was thinking like, okay, you could...
I don't know what that means.
You could do it like... Because it's a club. Mm-hmm. Make it an actual club, right? Like you could have a whole like a guest list section of people who are like members of the place. So then you have that monthly income. So let's say that you have a show, right?
Okay.
And the show fucking is dog shit, right? It still pays for itself through the members, right? That maybe didn't come to the show because each show
is going to
be...
Okay, yeah. Wait a minute. Talk to me. All right, wait a minute. This is a different angle.
So if you have members, right, let's say that you're charging them, let's say $60 a month.
Maybe we should save this because this actually sounds like a really good idea. We're talking about something different altogether because then you're talking about exclusivity to people even when it's not open hours.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Because
you have music always going, you know.
There's always something going
there's
on.
Always
but
going, there's always
only
something going
certain
on.
People can get in at certain times.
Yeah.
Because they're paying extra to.
Or they have, or you're like, oh, let's say we have the Jizza performing.
Okay.
Let's say the place holds 300 people. So we have, let's say, 100 seats. Okay. Like 100 tables. Okay. 20 of those tables are reserved for members, right, who pay the $80 a month.
First dibs.
They're in their, like, swimwear.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Those tables are already taken. And then everything else is for the people who are paying for tickets.
You get what's left over.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's more than acceptable because you guys ain't, you didn't put no snaps on the Petro.
That also takes away from Ticketmaster, too, if you do it that way.
We got to talk about this Ticketmaster thing. That was trending the other day. And I was like, man, we do this to ourselves. But
they're
no, for real.
Bullshit. They're bullshit, man.
I really want us to make this come to fruition. Like,
I'm telling you, man.
New York Undercover.
I mean,
they planted that seed.
It's 30, so obvious
30 years
and so
ago.
Smart, but it's like, because they had the R&B tip, really, but, you know, they had some rap acts and stuff like that on there, too.
Absolutely.
That's the key to have. That's what kind of place you need. You need something like that where you're just like, oh, okay, every night something's popping off. It's also a club, you know, a member club. So, like, let's say there is a night, right? There's a lot of people in there. You're a member. You automatically get to skip the line. Boom, boom. You're in there, like, somewhere. You have a fucking glass with your name on it when you go in there.
For real. But like, if we just focused on like local talent.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like well, people that's what you want have, to you come it, through.
You have local talent 5 nights a week.
But even like, what's her name that we saw? Lisa Bello.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if we were like, hey, do you mind coming through? Like that'll be somebody that would, you know, put butts in the seats.
Right.
You know, and then we could have other people that aren't as well known. And then sometimes
check out this person, you know,
sometimes
what I mean?
That'll be like the night they'll be like, yo, I saw such and such and there was only 45 people in the building and it was amazing. You know what I mean? Like that's the kind of show that I used to love going to.
And
you're like, oh, you guys haven't heard of.
And it's all different styles of things. Like, so last night, me and the supervisor got together. We wish you were there, Jelani. It was a good time.
I had the kid was here this weekend. So
oh, nice.
Trying
nice.
To make memories.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I hear you. You got to do that thing.
Come on.
So we went to this spot at the Bow Street Market, Vinyl Index.
Yeah, I wanted to check the spot out just going on my own.
Yeah, I walked in there and all of a sudden, like, people at the behind the counter are like, yo, what up? And I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm like, oh, I know these guys. They're a couple underground hip-hop dudes from back in the day. And they recognized me. We said, what's up? It was really cool. Nice guys. It was a beat battle.
What was the name of the place?
Vinyl Index.
Okay. And were you familiar with it prior to this?
Yes. I was familiar that the spot was there.
Thanks for never telling me about it, because I would have been gone there and bought some vinyl. What
they had
are you
the
doing?
They had the Dunnas vinyl in there. They had
Which one?
The Who Done It?
Oh shit. Okay.
They had a bunch. They had a new Kiki fucking vinyl.
K the I?
K the I.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I get it. I got to check this out. And it's right in Scumbleville?
Yeah. Right in Union Square.
I will be there tomorrow.
It's good. Yeah, you'll enjoy it. It's a nice spot. Yeah, so they had a beat battle there. It was five dudes competing. Hosted by our buddy Chairman Chow.
Oh word. I did not know that.
Chairman Chow was host.
Who were the judges?
Dart Adams was homie. One of the judges.
Peace to the home.
I don't know who the other judges were.
I think it was people that
the people from around the way, I think.
People from around our area that are, you know, known in the community.
And then there's just a Vinyl Villain was in the contest there. There's a lot of great beats, man. Really
how
good
did,
time.
How did the competition work? Talk to me about it.
So they had five competitors, and basically they would go like head to head, boom, 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 and then they would knock out one, and then now it would be two they would have two people stand next to each other, both have their machines hooked up, and then go back and forth battling. And then
wouldn't be like I'm on the ones and twos and you're next to me on the ones and twos going back and forth.
No,
like,
it wasn't a DJ. It wasn't a DJ. It was like they had a beat machine.
And
so they were playing beats off the beat machine.
Oh, gotcha.
And so they had like a time limit. Like, okay, and like the first round was like 3 minutes or whatever to play as many beats or whatever as you could. And then in like the second round, it was you got 30 seconds to play a beat to try to knock it out of the park. And then it went like you had like two rounds to do that.
How was it, dude?
It was awesome. It was really dope.
The vibe
was really dope. There was mad heads there walking around because the place is just like a huge like community spot.
Yeah, it looked like an open air market kind of.
That's exactly what it is. So people are just like, coming in and out. Like, what is this place? What is this? What's going on here? This is a beat battle. What the fuck is that? All right, I'm out. Or having a drink. You can order drinks from the inside of the vinyl store, and they'll bring them over to you inside the vinyl shop.
Honestly, it was like 9:15. I was sitting in here, and I was like, should I just go right now?
You should have went. Yeah. You should have.
I was like, should I just abandon my family and just run away for like a couple hours?
Supervisor and I got dinner at the Machu Picchu as well, which is
How was that?
Fucking amazing.
What'd you guys get for food?
He got a half chicken and sweet potatoes and a salad, and I got this sandwich. Okay.
The chicken, what kind of chicken?
It's like the Peruvian chicken. It's like cooked their Peruvian way.
So yeah, it was spiced down.
Yeah, it's dope.
It was seasoned,
and then there's
the
sauce.
Okay, all right.
And then my joint was like this sandwich that was like on this like fluffy, like white bread. Like I don't even know how to describe it. Okay. Then they had fried.
Not like a hoagie or anything.
No, just not like that. Like a roll, but like the softest, whitest roll you've ever seen.
So it looked like a roll you would get like for an appetizer, but like in a sandwich style
white.
Form.
Yeah, but white on top. Like it was very. I was like,
why you gotta keep saying white?
White. So then, it's got the bread, obviously, plantains, fried plantains.
Okay. In the sandwich?
In the sandwich, a fried egg, and then steak, and then this like delicious sauce.
Yo,
dude. It was ridiculous.
I'm surprised you didn't fall asleep before the show started. Are you kidding me?
It was incredible.
That sounds wild.
It was amazing. One of the best sandwiches I ever had.
See, I'm not an egg guy.
Oh, it was perfect.
You know, I can appreciate, you know, egg sandwiches.
Yes.
But not for me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to go into a...
diatribe about it. It's... Eggs
going through a coma and die because of allergies. But, yeah, you know, yeah. Like, I get it. But, like, I will cook eggs.
Yeah.
I will eat food that has eggs in it, but just, like, baked into it. Yes. But, like, I don't eat straight up, like, you know, like a fried egg, scrambled. I will not, you know, like, it's got to be, like, I'll eat French toast. Yeah, but I got to make sure that is cooked.
Cooked. Yeah, you know what I mean? You don't want no raw egg in
your... No, not at all. But I don't hate on people that eat eggs. That'd be wild.
I like my eggs well cooked. I don't like them runny fucking
eggs. I actually enjoy cooking eggs, but I won't eat it.
Yeah.
I like a nice, sunny side up type deal. Yeah. You know what I mean?
There's something satisfying about cooking
I like the
an
challenge.
Egg.
Yeah. I like the challenge of being like, oh, I'm going to fry this egg like a motherfucker. Watch. I like cooking. I'm over here now. Hey, dude, we've been talking for a long time. You want to play some rap music?
Yeah. It's only been 15 minutes. But yeah, Slapbox was the name of it. And definitely anytime these guys do anything like this, these beat battles, they're super dope, dude. Super good vibe. Especially if that spot was fucking dope.
So they're going to continue to do it in the future?
Yeah, I believe so. There's going to be
more. Do this in the future?
Yeah, there's going to be more. Hey, it's okay, man.
By the way, I've been watching a lot of the old Nickelodeon stuff on the Paramount Plus. Thank you for that.
Huh?
Thank you for that.
Come on, that you can't do that on television.
Woo!
Amazing. That little Doug Funny on there. They got all the goods, man.
Are you kidding me?
Rocco.
Come on. Fucking Roger Klotz.
I'm fucking watching Double Dare out of nowhere. You know what I mean?
Fucking kidding me?
Legends of the Hidden Temple, little Nick Arcade. Come on.
Would you call me? Nick Arcade? Yeah. What? We had an amazing amount of music that came out this week, though, too, that we have not even touched upon. actually,
Hot water.
We didn't really touch on Conway the Machine put out a new album.
I think we talked about it briefly. What did you think of it?
I liked it a lot, actually.
I haven't heard it yet. To be honest with you, I've just been listening to that Reasonable Drought just nonstop. Well, I don't know why. I can't get it out.
I've been trying to buy another copy on vinyl because...
Yeah, it came back out. Yeah.
I just want another one where I just, an unopened copy. And well... So me and the old lady were having a conversation. I was trying to explain to her how amazing Rock Marciano is.
Yeah. Bitch, my wrist amazing. Woo.
That line alone. I've been trying to explain like how Marcy has like carried on like the taking the torch, you know, like at the Olympics. You know what I mean? It's been like, you know, he took that.
He's the top guy.
Like that Sean P. grimy, but real funny, but I don't care what you think kind of attitude.
Yeah.
He's taken that torch and kind of been running with it, but he's also one of the most amazing producers that we've had in the past. I don't know.
A minute.
Lamb years.
A minute.
Lamb. Lamb.
12.
Lamb years. I don't know. I don't know, but I just try to share as much as I can because who am I to be like, yo, you don't know who this is when I haven't done my part to try to explain it to people like, no, this person is amazing because X, Y, and Z. I need to help people.
Got to.
And that's why I thank you.
Marciano.
You help me.
They need to put that Marsberg on there on streaming.
How was that not?
I don't know, man. That's a crime against humanity.
It's getting warm in here. I'm about to.
Yeah, we'll have to put that AC on while we play the song. Yeah, we're playing a lot of songs. Should we play for some music? Hold on, let me.
Bitch, my wrist is amazing.
He's got a lot of shit like that he just comes out of nowhere with.
And I laugh to myself.
Oh my God, it's so fun.
And it's wild because I normally have like my the earbuds in while I'm at work. And then like I'll hear something like that and I'll just like crack up laughing. And people will be like, what happened? And I'll be like, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. It's just his wrist.
You ain't know nothing.
His wrist looks amazing for so many reasons. If you only knew.
Yeah, I'm gonna give this a spin. I haven't heard this one yet.
Ooh,
we'll talk about it afterwards. Let's give it a listen.
All right. It's only been an hour into the show. Yeah. Play music.
Thanks, Baba. Love you a lot.
$100 coffee maker. I'm the Middle Eastern toffee taster. Estilo Nascimento, sempre coração, speaking in papiamento. Reckless, ain't no guest list, mami, lo siento. Eyes red like the jersey of Flamengo. He is amado, like Donna Flor. He put in work to get Vietnamese pedicure. Cut from a different cloth, they a synthetic fur. Excessive character with a sympathetic nerve. Fresh to death like where the paramedics were. Never next to no competitor with no aesthetic worth. Before I write the prophetic, poetic verse, Joey gotta chop the record first. The rhymes on the wall, the rhymes on the wall, babe. Can't trust them all, no. Can't trust them all, babe. Pull strings like a ook, sex symbol in the booth. I am on the road to riches, turn signal with the juke. I heard Nico burn Indo like he Snoop. Well, if it's a doggy dog world, like I'm Ortiz Pedos, I'm Octavio, but I look more like Fabio. Carnales, Gael Garcia from the barrio. I hit the stage for hysteria, they say break a leg like Valeria. What? I'm painting self-portraits with the brightest watercolors. If they ain't buying, they lying like Nala's mother. Live from the piano room that was red-headed. I send the SMS text with the picture embedded. Surrealistic painting in a foreign language. Make sure you frame it, laminate it, and hang it. The writing's on the wall. Writing's on the wall, babe. You can't trust them all. You can't trust them all. Melancholy, very melancholy. The last robot left on Earth like Wally. I pop up in the potty with a mommy that is Polly. She says she first listened to my art through Quali. My Guarana Zantachica, not Gali. All we want is a white Denali to drive around Ali. Erupting volcanoes in the cove of relief. The path less taken that was drove on the streets. Bring the guns and the roses to the feast. And if you see me at the Grove, Singaporean banana leaf. The writing's on the wall, baby. You can't trust them all. Sing it. You can't trust them all. Oh, my emotional support cat is a bad bitch. My spirit animal was mad rich. You falling off, you a sloth on the weak tick. I'm legally weeded, life got redid. No, they ain't do it like we did. Selfish, when you eat shellfish, you need bib. The Aju came with the beef rib. Backstage, Joey mixed the brie with the fig. We gonna raise heaven till we all underground. You dig? Crying on the wall.
Oi. Is that new?
Yeah, that's some new shit right there.
Cause that sounds way different than what I'm used to from what I've heard.
Yeah,
he's a
little more heartfelt on there.
That
you
is
know what I mean?
Beautiful.
That's some good shit by Nico. We forgot to put the AC on during that. That's how distracted we got.
Yeah, still hot.
It's rough.
I'm going to get the fan.
That
was beautiful though.
That's a good one.
Nico's I feel like.
Guy.
I feel like hearing that, I want to hear him with like a big body Bess.
I feel like that could be very interesting.
That it could have a good collab right there with, over some, you know, some ALC beat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, with Bronze Helene, yo.
I think they may have done something together before, I believe, but I could be wrong there.
I'm ignorant. I apologize. That was wonderful. I've been going back to that Sofrito season.
Shit's so good.
Oh, Nico, not again.
Oh, Nico, not again. That's a slapper of a song right there, that one. You hear about this Black Star album?
There was some scuttlebutt.
No fear of time.
There was some.
Now, we talked about this when it came out a little over a year ago.
I never got to hear it because I wasn't paying extra money for
another service.
Blah, blah, blah.
The Luminary.
I was like, I have enough.
Most definitely, Tlip Kweli, who are Black Star, released this album, No Fear of Time, just a little over a year ago.
Love both those artists.
On the Luminary podcast platform, which you had to pay like a monthly service or. I don't know, or you had to pay Luminary in order to get the album. I'm not quite sure. Or you had to have a listening device, maybe? You had to buy a listening device?
You had to buy something special.
Something
special. To listen to. Why are you acting so special?
Yeah, you had to buy like a special listening device in order to hear the album. Now, if you're a fan of Mos Def and Tlip Kweli and Black Star.
I am.
You are. And some, now we mentioned we weren't paying for that shit, but people out there did. Right? Get sold in a whole thing so they could hear this new album that people have been waiting 20 years for.
Exclusivity.
Exclusivity, yes. Mm-hmm. Recently, Tlip Kweli got into it with fans on social media.
He often does.
Yep. This is coming from hotnewhiphop.com, by the way. Earlier this week, while discussing the recent takedown of Black Star's No Fear of Time album, the album originally dropped on the podcast subscription service, Luminary. Last May, but has since disappeared from the platform. The drama started when Kweli announced that the album is now available for purchase on Bandcamp for $9, that's good, you know?
No, not bad at all.
Not bad at all. That's cool. He also added that it'll be out on vinyl soon. A fan asked, why was it taken off Luminary? One user asked. Kweli responded, because Luminary don't own it. We do. Okay. Kind of like a...
kind of dickish.
Little dicky, right?
Little dicky. That's a different rapper.
From there, things got more heated. When one user criticized him for giving a non-answer, he fired back, imagine thinking I owe you an explanation for how I release my album that you didn't make, he wrote. I don't. Our deal with Luminary was for 3 months. We left it up there for a year. That means you got to hear it for free for 7 months. You're welcome. Now, if you want to buy it, you can. Now,
yeah, but you didn't tell me that I'm buying it only for 3 months.
Right.
And yeah, you left it up for a year, but when I purchased it, I thought that I was purchasing this album forever, and now I own it.
Yes.
I didn't know that I only had it for 3 months, and you were doing me a favor by leaving it up for a year.
And he's correct. He made the album. He owns
the
album, technically. But when I buy something... it is now mine. Now I own it. Yes, sold me a good, and it's now my thing. And now
that's how commerce works.
Now I don't have that thing, which I believe, in my opinion, this is like really, you know, I understand where Tlip Kweli is coming from, but he's going about it dicky, and also looking at it from a fan standpoint. Oh yeah, it's his album. He made it, but we also made him, right?
I've been a fan of his for a long time, and I've purchased many a Tlip Kweli merchandise. You know what's funny? Because, like, I never hear Yasin Bey talking this way.
No, you don't hear anything.
He might feel the same exact way, but, like, I never, like, hear him being like, nah, you guys buy this and continue to buy the same thing over and over again. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. Like, are we all taking crazy pills? Like... what is Tlip Kweli talking about?
And I thought was under the impression when they dropped the album that it was like exclusive to Luminary, the only place that you're going to get it ever.
You guys jumped through
hoops to get this on Luminary in order to get this album.
Yes.
And that's the only way you're ever going to listen to it. And then like a year later, you're like, oh, by the way, we're taking it off that piece of shit And then you can get it anywhere. You can get it at Bandcamp, and we're going to be selling y'all vinyl soon. Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this?
What? Y'all ready for this?
What the fuck, man? I mean, and once again, that's fine. I totally, but the response to it is so dicky. Not no little dicky, big dicky.
That's a different artist.
He added, "If you want to complain, instead you're proving this album was never for you. I don't work for you, and I actually don't care whether you hear it or not. I don't make music for you. I make music for my own mental health. How you feel about that doesn't matter."
What?
Here, I'll say it again. Talib added, "If you want to complain, instead you're proving this album was never for you. I don't work for you. And I actually don't care whether you hear it or not. I don't make music for you. I make music for my own mental health. How you feel about that doesn't matter."
That is so the opposite of what the music industry is.
That is the complete opposite of taking your music off Luminary and then selling it for $9 and then pressing up a vinyl to sell it as well to people who are buying. So yes, you are making it for us, you wiener.
Yeah, if you want people to actually purchase it and then take it away from them and then make them purchase it again.
He can make as much music he wants for himself.
Did you call him a wiener?
Yeah.
That was weird. I haven't heard that in a long time.
He's fucking legit a fucking wiener.
Yeah, you're...
See what I'm saying? That's a fucking wiener move right there. It's fucking weenie. This fucking guy.
It just seems strange that you want people to support you and hold you down financially and then tell them, "I ain't doing this for you." It's like, wait a minute. But the only people that are in the room are the people that bought this thing, aside from, you know, some other things.
And I assume the people complaining are going, "Hey, why are you taking this off Luminary? They've already given you monies.
We already paid for it." I don't do this for you.
This album was never for you. It was for me because I purchased the motherfucker.
I legitimately thought I was like an exclusive club because I bought this thing and nobody else.
And I thought maybe extra cool because like now I'm a super fan. Like all these other people were complaining online because they weren't going on Luminary. You know what? I fucking jumped on. I was like, I love Black Star. And this guy's like, you know what? Fuck you. I don't care if you like Black Star. I don't like you.
You ain't no brown skin lady.
Oh my God.
Get the fuck out of here with that.
You don't like them either.
I'm conditioned by my conditioning. How dare you? Because I'm a big fan. I'm a quality guy. I was actually just talking to somebody the other day about high tech.
I don't work for you?
What? I don't work for you either, sir. This is a consensual relationship.
Yeah, we got a mutual respect.
I pay
respect
you money
here, yes.
Because of the work that you do. And I like the work. I'm here for it. But as soon as he starts talking, man, I unfollowed him on the Twits so long ago.
Oh yeah, it was years ago.
Yeah, I blocked him so long ago. I was like, God damn.
I don't know why he's got to be like that.
Why you got to hate your fans?
It's very strange.
But I was talking to somebody the other day about high tech. And I was like, man, high tech's beats stay on point. He has a couple albums that I will stand by till my dying day.
He's fantastic. It's a shame that we kind of lump him in with Tulip Kweli.
Yeah, because he produced some of Kweli's best beats that he's ever had on
shit. Reflection. Right? More fans continue to accuse him of being drunk while he labeled them a fascist and told them to fuck off.
I mean, both things could be true.
Both things could be true. But that's the other thing. I don't want to bring negativity to the show.
Come on. You don't want what?
I don't want to bring that much negativity.
Since when?
I mean? I don't want to be mean.
That's all you do is bring the negativity.
I don't always bring the negativity.
Every show, all of a sudden, now we got to change your heart? Yeah.
All right. So,
yeah. Come on,
why? I mean,
you got beef with him.
I think it's just like, especially with the fascist thing, it's like
you're calling
someone a fascist, right? Even though because they want the music they purchased from you, that is going a little fucking far. And like you said, they could be a fascist, but I think that's going a little fucking far. You know what I mean? That's kind of crazy. And I think he's just using that because that's a popular term right now to fucking fuck with dickheads. You know what I mean? Especially if you're like a Talib Kweli fan, more than likely you're pretty a liberal person. So by going and saying like, hey, you're a fucking fascist, you're going to be like, yo, what the fuck is up with you? You know
what
I mean?
Can I flip you devil's advocate?
Yeah.
Can I flip it on you?
Yeah.
I flip it on you.
Flip it on me.
I feel like if you're a huge Kweli fan, you might be a conspiracy nut too.
So maybe like they're fascists together.
We think about the right wing people being conspiracy theorists, fucking nutcases. A lot of people on the left are fucking conspiracy nuts too.
Oh yeah,
and I feel like a lot of them might just believe anything that they hear. Be like, oh yeah, you know what? The Chinese, they made the virus. Just relax.
I don't like how they flipped the word woke. Like that used to be different.
It is not even what they think that they're saying.
No, it's not. That's the thing. It's not.
And so now I got to get in the whole thing at work. It's actually the opposite. I got to yell at this dude at work because he's saying the shit that is not even what it's. I say all the time now. I'm like, dude, what does that word mean? You keep saying woke. What does that mean? And then they explain to me, and I say, well, actually, if I'm going to pull it up on Google.
The Google.
I do the Googles, and that is exactly not what it is. Oh, my God, Vega, I fucking hate life.
It's like, and it's so easy to be like, no, actually, the woke person is the person who's believing in conspiracy theories and then thinking they're in on something and they have a higher knowledge of something over you. So, you know, you're actually the woke fucking weirdo, not the person who actually cares about social justice and equality. That's not being woke, you know what I mean?
Like, I'm not even going that far, but your boy Childish Gambino,
yes,
when he had that song Stay Woke,
yeah,
thing is creeping. There you go. It was essentially just, you know, keep your head on swivel.
Yeah, that too. Always watch yourself.
Just watch your back, you know. Stay woke. Everybody's out there, you know. Not everybody's trying to help you. And now somehow it turned into
this. Stay knowledgeable, you know?
Now they have taken this word and made it into something that it has completely never been. And everybody believes it because they're just too dumb to ask another question. People tell you shit and most people just say, oh, okay, that's how it is. But nobody asks the questions. Wait a minute, is that true? Where did that come from? How long have people been doing this? Why do they do that? What's going on? Ask questions, everybody. Don't be a fucking sheep and just sit there and be like, oh no, they told me that that's what's going on, so that's how it is. Ask the questions.
My favorite is the people, you ask somebody something, and you're like, oh, can you explain that to me? And they're like, yo, you do the research on it. Yo.
Why didn't you?
Let me tell you. I'm asking you for a fucking reason, you fucking asshole. I can look it up. Sure. I would like to know where you're getting this information from because I can look up any information, and any information I look up, I am going to look up something that I agree with.
But
I'm
you're
going to
also,
cherry pick those things, you know?
You're also the type of dude that likes to fight with motherfuckers on the interwebs.
Love that shit.
I am the opposite.
Yeah. You like to stay away from the I can't let it go. I got to tell people
they're dumb. I see something that I don't agree with, I say, well, that's too bad.
You give them the matumbo, just block automatically.
Keep it moving. I keep it moving. That's fine. It's okay to disagree. No, I don't block everybody. But if it's egregious, then abso-fucking-lutely I will block you. But for the most part, I just keep it moving. But you like to poke the bear. You like to get up in there and be like, no, listen, you stupid fucking idiot. And like you actually like go out of your way to like cause an situation. I don't care. From afar, people can't tell who the idiot is in the conversation.
That's
true.
We're
both just screaming at each other.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
So
I love that for me.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, you're a dick.
I love that for me.
While we were discussing, that Ransom album, did you go back to it?
I didn't go back to it. I'm gonna though. I think maybe I'll listen to it on the ride home.
Okay.
You went through it?
Yeah, I gave it a listen.
What'd you think?
That
quite a few hard body fucking slappers on there.
No, I think the album
Ransom
was great.
Ransom is an incredible MC.
I think the album was great. But I went back and listened to that
Kyrie?
Yeah.
How was it on the second?
I still don't love it. I really still don't. And I'm really curious about who he's talking about on the second verse there. I'm super curious.
But, I'm not sure either. I did listen to again to try to figure out who the second person was. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
But I enjoy the album, and I love Ransom. I love Nick Craven. I hope it's okay. I call him Nick. I feel like we're buddies now.
Yeah, friend of the show. Peace, Nick Craven. You're a great producer.
But I don't know. I just didn't love what I heard on that track. That's all.
Yeah,
that's fine. I hope that's okay to say.
I think that's completely fine. Yeah. Did you hear about this Doom news?
New Doom? Well, he's right over your left shoulder.
Hey, there he is. He is right there. Boom, boom. No, his wife came out and revealed the cause of death.
But he got shitty hospital treatment.
Yeah, man.
Tell them about
Billboard.com, nearly 3 years after his shocking death at 49 in 2020, late rapper MF Doom's wife, who they spelt not in all caps, by the way, here on Billboard.
How dare they? The disrespect.
Fucking incredible, huh? Fucking assholes.
He told you.
And but they got the fucking link trying to fucking make some shit. Oh, never mind. All right, anyways. So wife was revealed what caused her husband's passing. The British-born MC, born Daniel Dumoulin, died on October 31st, 2020, of what was deemed unknown causes by wife Jasmine Dumoulin. The artist's passing wasn't announced until 2 months after his death, which was New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, one of those days.
It was announced on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
According to...
And then we didn't find out till months later that it happened actually on...
Halloween.
Halloween, yeah.
According to Leeds Live, an inquest has found that Doom died after his condition suddenly deteriorated while he was in the hospital. Wife Jasmine Dumoulin told the outlet that her husband was in good shape, but had been suffering from a number of health issues at the time, including kidney disease and high blood pressure, which led to weight gain and anxiety. She said Doom had been prescribed ACE inhibitors to treat his blood pressure, but after just two doses, he developed breathing problems, which sent him to the ER after his tongue and throat swelled. She said the rapper called her in distress from the hospital when the swelling got worse, and she told an inquest hearing she then used the second phone to directly alert the nurses on duty. Because of the COVID-19 restrictions then in place, Jasmine said that she could not visit her husband in the hospital until October 31st. That's when the respirator was turned off that was helping him breathe, she told investigators. The inquest found that on October 21st, Doom had complained that he couldn't breathe and attempted to get out of the hospital bed before collapsing and suffering respiratory arrest. Jasmine's legal team has reportedly asked questions about how often medical staff at St. James and Leeds checked in on the rapper and why there was an alleged two-hour delay in giving him medication for his throat swelling. The inquest also reportedly heard that Doom's condition was being closely monitored by the hospital staff and that he'd shown signs of getting better, including elevated oxygen levels and the ability to speak with doctors. Doctors did note, however, that the swelling of his tongue, throat, and lips was a rare side effect of the ACE inhibitors, which caused a condition called angioedema, a swelling similar to hives, but which takes place under the skin instead of on the surface. The outlet has reported that Doom's death, the hospital trust carried out a serious incident investigation to determine what lessons could be learned from the case. The inquiry into Doom's death is reportedly ongoing. In a post announcing his death in December 2020, Jasmine wrote to Dumoulin, "The greatest husband, father, teacher, student, business partner, lover, and a friend I could ever ask for. Thank you for all the things you have shown, taught, and given to me, our children, and our family. Thank you for teaching me how to forgive beings and to give another chance, not to be so quick to judge and write off. Thank you for showing how not to be afraid to love and be the best person I could ever be. My world will never be the same without you." And Doom was born in London and moved his family to New York as a child under the stage name of Zev Lovex. He co-founded the rap trio KMD with his brother Dingswali, who went by DJ Sub Rock. Dumoulin first hit the Billboard charts as a member of KMD, which notched a pair of top 20 hits on the Hot Rap songs in 1991, Peach Fuzz and Who Me. His brother's April 1993's death in a car crash at age 19 caused Dumoulin to take a break from the industry before returning to rap in 1997 and adopting the MF Doom persona modeled after the Fantastic Four villain Dr. Doom. From then on, he always performed wearing his signature metallic mask.
Metal fingers. Vega, good for you. That is a wonderful public speech right there. You fucking killed that. All the your teachers in step class.
Oh, come on.
And reach up. Like, they would be so proud of you right now for what you just did right there. That was amazing. Good for you, man. Hey, I'm proud of you.
Look at me. I
couldn't have done that. I would have tripped up mad times right there. That was amazing. Good for you, bro.
A couple things, though, about the article. At the
okay,
end,
yeah, yeah. Talk to me.
At the end, they mentioned Sub Rock saying that, excuse me, that,
passed away in 93.
His brother's 1993 death in a car crash at age 19. He wasn't in a car crash. He was hit by a car.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not a car crash. No, that's not a car crash. So fix that. And also, you also didn't put all caps in the man's name.
You know, I see more and more people talking about Doom without putting the caps. And I'm just like, do you not hear what the man said? He literally
listen to that
told
man.
You. He told you what to do. When
listen
you,
to that
when
man.
You address him or talk about him. This is what he wants you to do.
To me,
your girl. Sorry, yeah. Go ahead.
It sounds like to me like this is some fucking foul ass shit. Also, why was the respirator turned off exactly?
Why? Well, I thought it was during like the way I read it was during the COVID, and they didn't know what the fuck was going on.
But if you're using a respirator to help the man breathe,
why shut it off?
Why would you shut that shit off?
Why are you shutting it off?
That's fucking some wild shit. He got up and fell down. Couldn't breathe. He couldn't get to the nursing station. Couldn't get to the fucking the thing to fucking hit his
put
wife.
Put that man on oxygen immediately.
I read another article where his wife said, yo, this place looks mad whack. It didn't look like a fucking, like a doctor office. Didn't look like a, like an,
yeah, I read that also.
Like a hospital room. And she said the fucking, the thing to alert the nurse was mad
working.
Far away, wasn't working or
didn't
something
work.
Like that.
So he tried to press it mad times. And the one that I read said that he was like, yo, they're not coming in. I'm pressing the button. And she actually, you know, called them from her other phone while she was on the phone. Cause like, they were like, yo, this shit is whack.
Also, they don't say it in the art. This man suffocated to death.
I didn't even want to talk about it.
Can you, I mean, that is just the fucking, it makes me want to cry right now. It's terrible.
I don't even want to talk
like
about
they dance. They dance around it. You know what I mean? Like it's just crazy shit here. Like, man, it's fucked up.
This young king died
under 50 years old.
For something that we could have saved him from.
Easy. You couldn't have a nurse nearby? So I would have been in the fucking thing just talking with him all fucking day. I'd have been like, yo, what's up, Doom?
Are you kidding me? What are you doing here? Yo, what you need?
Right?
So this article came out a couple weeks ago, but it came up again because it would have been Doom's birthday this past week.
Your
homie Walasia.
Yeah.
She threw a whole bunch of stuff out on the Twitters, and there was a new track that she put out there. I don't know if I sent it to you or if I just retweeted it.
You did.
But
that was a
like,
good one.
I was like, what is this? I was like, look at
Mr. Fantastic with Mr. Fantastic, right?
Dude, I'm like, man, there is so much that could have been if this poor man didn't, you know, if he would have had better medical treatment. We could have had God knows how much more of Doom. What was the track? West 3rd Street? Is that the one?
No, that was another thing that Ben Nice sent.
Don't tell me what I did.
Don't tell. Don't tell me what I did. I think you had sent it out.
That's the homie that you used to get Doom stuff from, right?
I've gotten a couple.
Malaysia?
Yeah, got a couple things from them over the time. Because they promote really good music. You know?
And I feel like they were embedded. Hey,
that ain't it.
What is that?
So that's Bad Love. I'm looking for that fucking that Doom and Fantastic song.
Don't be weird.
Don't be weird. Don't be a weirdo over here, gay.
I'm over here now. Real quick, though, before we jump back into that Doom stuff, last night, you said it was a pretty good-ass crowd. Where exactly is that venue? Because I'm gonna try to hit that shit up tomorrow.
It's like in a little, like, cut, like, a, like right around the corner, not around the corner. It's like right before Machu Picchu. On the left, and you look to the left, and there's like it opens up, and it's like a whole little shopping thing in the cut. Like it's really cool.
In Somerville, though.
In Somerville, in Union Square.
Okay. I gotta figure out where exactly that. But how was the actual like vinyl collection in there? Is there stuff I can actually?
Oh yeah, you'll be leaving there with some fucking. Spending some guap. You know
okay.
I mean? Yeah.
All right. No. I'm trying to add to the collection here. I'm not trying to just go in there and, you know, pat people on the back.
Yeah. Hey, buddies.
No. I want to get in there and find some gems in this motherfucker. Oh, I love it.
There's some gems in this.
Because I was going to hit your boy 7L spot.
What's that spot called?
I think it's called Soundtracks. I believe is the name of that spot. But he's got all the vinyl I've ever gotten out of there is like the quality is really good. Like nothing's like a bummy ass record that a skip on you or anything. You know, it's just like this is like some hard body ass. You're getting what you pay for.
That's what's up.
It might be a little bit expensive, but he also. You know,
all right.
He'll take care of if he's spending money up in that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what's up. All right, here we go. Doom and Fantastic. Here we go. Found it.
I'm setting up from the extras floating in the cup. But now Salvador smoking on some weed I never had before. Every time we drop the licks, ask for more. Amazing where this life can take you. Don't let them TV shows and movies play you. My first 28 got me going. I just wanna thank you. My first 28 got me going. I just wanna thank you.
Hold on a second. Let's start that again.
You're a weirdo.
Something's going on here.
You're a weirdo.
Here we go.
Yo, what up, cousin? Yo, man, yo, I just got up in here, man. Yeah, for real, man. Security's tight as hell, man. Line wrapped around the building. I had to creep up and through the back door type. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but it's all good, though. I'm here now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, let's have a drink or something. Order me something, man. Grandma, yeah, and pineapple, you know what I'm saying? Posted up in the club, it's one on the dot. Traffic, hectic, you in your favorite spot. Whether standing on the wall, or hanging at the bar. Or up in VIP, mad bottles like superstars. Posted up in the club, it's one on the dot. Traffic, hectic, you in your favorite spot. Whether standing on the wall, or hanging at the bar. Or up in VIP, mad bottles like superstars. A lot of flash and show, lifestyle on go. Refresh, learn the beat, treacherous from Poe. Mr. Fantastic, get on the beat and smash it. Spit game, mad abroad, so accurate. $100,000 whips, I'm crashing it. Hit him with the 45 cause he asked for it. Immaculate in the game, filling orders by the truck. SH can't bring it across the border quick enough.
Slick and rough, sandpaper scraper, dark tan taper, park jam, Jamaica Ave. Make her laugh and break her in half, a carafe. Doing filthy, need to go take a bath, math. Brody Baker, 40 acres and better. Low key bread makers know he get fetter, and it only gets more ruder. You could tell by the raw Buddha L smell. Who the hell?
Woo!
That's all we get, right? That's all we get. Just a taste.
Hey, just a little snippet. Little tidbit for your snippet.
That shit's dope, bro.
Hey.
Loved hearing some Mr. Fantastic over here. Saw the Indiana Jones. I enjoyed it.
I don't want to.
I'm not going to spoil it for you. I think you'll get some enjoyment out of it. I think it's, out of five, I give it three. Solid three.
Wait a minute. Now we judge shit out of a five?
Hey.
Wait a minute.
I give it 2.5 stars.
We used to do out of 4 stars.
Yeah.
Okay?
So
or we do like 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
Now we're doing out of 5? Like, no, we're just making up new rules as we go along? Wait a minute.
If we're doing out of 4 stars, I give it a 2.5.
It's always weird when like new movies, shows, albums, things like that come out and I don't hear much about them. Because if they're really good, people are like, oh, that's like, rah, 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 rah. But then when they come out and you don't hear nothing, it's like, oh, that must not have been that good because people aren't talking about it. Where's your phone, my guy?
It's over here.
Yeah, fucking turn it on. Fucking look at shit. When people aren't rah, 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 like up in arms talking about stuff, I'm like, maybe this isn't even worth my time. But Indiana Jones, I'm going to watch that no matter what. Now that I got a little time off, I'm going to go and see all the things. I'm not going to go full letterboxed, put, 4 submissions in a day or anything like that, but I'm gonna go and see some stuff.
I think you should.
And we got the opportunity to be seeing stuff, during the day.
It's gonna be a great thing. So many good movies coming out.
Oh,
I also saw that Insidious. That shit was pretty
Barbie. Barbie and Barbie, Oppenheimer. And same day.
Barbenheimer.
Insidious, the new one.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Okay,
wasn't bad.
My boy in there.
Yeah, well, Plastic Face, whatever his name is.
Plastic Face? Yeah. That is rude. How dare you?
Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Exactly what you're talking about. He's a handsome man. How dare you?
He is very handsome. He's very handsome. He looks like he could be in one of those Duracell commercials. I love that guy. Did you spit out your coffee?
Oh, my God. He's a lovely gentleman.
He is. He's great. All right, here we go. We got some more Doom for you. This one's called 131 West 3rd Street.
Yeah, our girl Walasia.
Just killing it right now.
Unreleased Doom? What?
Yeah.
Jumping to a conclusion, this is stunt your evolution. Like the trees dumped into some dust blunt fusions. My old cocktail of mine, chemicals derail time. It's all good as long as you ain't inhaling swine. Dare to climb, scared money makes none. Take one, be sure to flush before the jakes come. Old shark, specialty is flow art. Smart, but going circles like a go-kart. Yeah, don't start, make them have to finish. Just bounce like gold diggers. Once the dough diminish, phony, it gets lonely at the finish. Yo. You see, some deal dope, others steal hope. What's revealed is of a certain feel, grow. Yellow moist mushies, banana peel coke. At worst, cannot be confused with real soap. Nope. See, disaster is intended in the face of truth. Don't ever be offended. Overstand the past to get a grasp of the present. I make it faster than you spend it. End it.
was Yazzie, huh?
Yo. Can I throw her a little something in the mailbox? See if we can get her on the show to have an interview.
I wouldn't bother her right now.
I think she got some stuff going on.
Yeah, she's got personal stuff going on, so I wouldn't want to put her in that position at the moment. But I think once she's feeling better, definitely.
You know her better than I do, but I want to pick that brain right there.
Oh, it's a lovely brain to pick, man.
I want to know all the ins and outs of what was going on at the time and after and even now. Like,
that's a lot.
I mean, that was on the ground right there.
That's good stuff right there. That's a nice drop by her. Thank you very much for keeping him alive.
That was all that the was, time. That was jazzy as fuck right there.
It was. That was very smooth. Like, that's the type of, you're sitting at the fucking club. You got this gentleman up here doing his thing. You're having a nice fucking whiskey drink, cold, right?
You got more than likely.
You got a steak right there. You're just fucking chicken wings. You know what I mean? You're just fucking
feeling like Joey Pants in the first Matrix movie.
Come on.
Ignorance is bliss.
And now, you know, I don't know if they're going to start letting smoking and shit going on side with, you know, you never know what could go on with this business opportunities. You know business. What I mean? Business.
With the business.
What's a good name for it?
For this joint?
Yeah.
For the club?
Yeah. Should we
Jimmy Two Times.
Jimmy Two Times.
Oh, hang on. Let me think about this. Let me give you some real thought. Nah,
because you can't be telling the girl, yo, I'm going to the Two Times. No, you know what I mean? That's no good. That's bad.
See, I always wanted to. I'm older now, so it doesn't work. But like when I was a young man, I always wanted to be like, oh, I'm going to the library and have a bar called the Library.
That's nice.
You just go in there and be like, yeah, it was for real, the library. But nowadays, now that I'm older.
What if we had that same business thing, like where, like, you know, Lincoln's, where everything is $5? What if you had a straight up, like, that was the drink, everything was $5, didn't matter what it was. We only sell certain things, but those things, everything is $5.
That was the speakeasy spot you took me to.
Yeah.
Do they still have it in that same building?
Yeah, they do.
All right. We're going back.
Your brother's like, I'm going up there in August, he said.
My brother?
Yeah.
You and my brother hanging out talking?
No. What's going on? No, not like that. He was on the Facebook.
Weird.
He was asking him, but he was like, oh, I'm going up to Portland in August. Where are the good golf courses? Of course, you're.
We're different people. It's fine. But yeah, me and you we should hit Duck Fat.
Oh, God, yeah.
We should hit that again. We should do the damn do. That was good. But what should the name of our restaurant be? Restaurant/club, because we're going to be doing food too.
Oh yeah, you gotta have
I figure
foods.
You and me are going to be in the kitchen.
Oh yeah, you got it on desserts, I got it on the entrees. It's over, Johnny.
Boy, y'all don't know what's coming at you. What do you think?
I don't know.
Should we make it like a theme?
Fucking Miklos, Belinda's. Belinda's?
Belinda's? Belinda's?
It's okay, Belinda.
This should be like a special, like a fucking Patreon episode.
Yeah, exactly.
We barely even like played any rap music. But
it's all right.
We're talking about our life goals.
We're freestyling.
This is what we're going to do with the rest of our lives.
Well,
it's okay, Belinda. Come on. Okay, Belinda.
Call it the Chicano U-turn. That's
yo. That's a good name.
Going down to U-turn. We'll think about that. Also, I had another question for you.
Hit me.
I had an idea for a show since this is just we're just having fun with y'all tonight. I got an idea for next show. How about this? You got to pick a starting five. Of what would be a dream posse cut for you. But as we pick, that artist gets knocked out so you can't repick them for your posse cut.
Wait a minute. I got to pick people for a posse cut.
The starting five.
And they get knocked out because of what?
So let's say this. Let's say, okay, I get first pick, okay? And I pick Tracy Chapman.
Who is having a resurgent moment right now because of fucking Luke Combs.
Hey, whatever.
Redoing her song.
I go fast.
This fucking, this dude is like, hey, you heard the song? And I'm like, yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, 30 years ago
when Tracy Chapman did it. But go ahead. Anyway.
I'm not using a rap name, so we can't give anything away. So if I pick Tracy Chapman, boom. It comes around, you're like, fuck. I can't put Tracy Chapman in.
So we're just drafting rappers.
Yeah.
And
a rapper posse cut draft.
I would murder you right now. I could think of five people off the top of my head right now.
But that's the thing, though. It's like as we go back and forth, you could lose one of those people pretty easily. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And we'll wait for Kung Fu Drew to come through. That way we have a nice three-way dance.
That's fine. But I mean, you guys would probably not even go to the same well that I would be digging from because we like people for different reasons.
Yeah. I know you're going with Bone Thugs and Twista right off the bat.
Nah, but if I was like, all right, I don't even want to say names.
Don't even do it. We're going to say names.
That's fine.
We're going to save it.
That's fine.
Good idea, though, right? You like this? You like this idea?
I will murder you right now.
I will murder you.
I have four right now that I can think of that you probably wouldn't even think of.
But. Well, perfect. You know, see, you said you need to do, you know, now we know.
Would you call me?
Next episode, boom, that's it.
Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, the starting five we'll call it. Boom. Starting five.
On God, I'm going to tell you one that I'm not sure if it's going to make it. But like, how do you feel about a Nas in that conversation?
Is it starting five right now?
Yeah, is it? Would he be in your starting five?
He could be. I mean, you want to get a veteran in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you need somebody that's been through it.
But you also got to think about the cohesiveness of the people together.
Ooh, okay. So you're talking about like the team as a unit?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because you're making the posse cut, you don't want it to be a whack track, right?
Oh, shit. Okay,
see,
so
there's
like,
a lot of different factors here, my
there's
friend.
There's mad really good rappers, but they may not sound good together.
Right.
We should think about who's doing the beat, too.
Like, you don't want, well, yeah, you don't want an R.J.
Payne.
Who's
the producer?
R.J. Payne going against, like, a whisper rapper. You know what I mean? Like,
is the producer included in one of the five?
Maybe we should do a six. You have one producer.
But if you mentioned R.J. Payne, Grime Time. He can hit you with some like hard body, like horror movie type raps. But could that be a good balance versus like a whisper type rapper? All of a sudden, you know, you go from like a blast to R.J. Payne talking about chainsaw.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll have to figure that out. You like this idea? It's a good one.
I don't know. I could be very creative.
All right. We're going to get creative with it. Bam. And we got an idea for next show.
I've already taken
Thanks notes. For listening with us, guys. We do our work live on the air. How you like that?
Yeah, yeah. We're spitballing.
We're spitballing.
We're throwing all the shit against the wall. It's fucking El Dente up in here.
See? Well, you know, other people have Patreons. They charge you for this shit. We give it to you for free, you know?
Also, just thanks for sticking with us, because we don't come through every week with new episodes, but when we do, we try to bring that heat for you. So, thank you guys for sticking with us.
Yeah.
We over here now.
And
it's okay, Belinda. Thank you for hanging in there with us, too.
Oh, speaking of something cool, 25 years anniversary of Nori, the Nori album.
N-O-R-E?
Yeah, N-Words on the Run Eating.
Yo, I don't want to blow it up, but we still need to make a hoodie that just says Queens
on it with the blood on the sleeve. We'll be selling those at the club, my friend.
Got the Queens hoodie on with the blood on the sleeve. What?
Come on.
Get out of here, man.
How's that even done yet?
But like I feel like that album, like that what that is not my favorite song off that album. Super but I feel
thug,
like
right?
that's yeah, Super Thug. I feel like that is a song that everybody knows.
What?
That is not my favorite shit.
I thought that track though at the time was hot.
Banger.
But you know what the problem was? They played it out. And that was it. It was like, oh, I think if like you were not in our age group. And like you were a younger person, you heard that, you'd be like, oh shit, this is a banger right here. But for us, it's like, turn that shit off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, maybe. We heard it made too many times.
Maybe you're right. But at the same time, yeah, we were fully engulfed.
You got banned from TV on that one, right?
You fucking kidding me?
Nature.
You kidding me?
Cam'ron, Styles P, Jada Kiss, Big Pun.
Can I get it?
Come on.
Can I get it?
Give me a little taste of that real quick, because we don't want, that's Def Jam. We will get flagged. Those bombs.
Poor chocolate and applesauce.
Oh my God.
Pump the shotty gauge. Hit the shorty while he potty training. I'm truly the worst.
Oh man, what fucking incredible, huh?
I've been watching a lot of like battle raps lately.
All right, who's your guy?
A lot of battle raps.
Anybody that stands out to you that you go, oh shit, this guy's really fucking tight.
I've seen a lot that are really fun. A Word,
okay,
is, I think it's like really funny. Oh shit. Oh, we back.
And I. '98, what a year, huh?
You kidding me?
Hey yo, regardless of rain or snow,
sleet or hail, chin looking like it's freewell, in the palm of my hand, like it's part of my plan.
I gotta call it like I see it, talking like I be it, walking my walk,
thugged out orthopedic.
Nature's the best.
Thugged out orthopedic.
Come on, man.
Holding your feet in the palm of my hand. Blow you away like it's part of the plan.
Man, nature's so sick.
What is that? Can you hit me with that nature? That other nature joint?
Oh, God.
Do you remember?
The hard work.
Do you remember?
Yeah,
do you
remember? I'll never forget hard work.
I will not even tell you.
It's my whole life right there is hard work.
Yeah, but there's still a lot of battle rap these days. Sorry. I didn't mean to just interrupt like that.
My guy is Big K.
Oh, I don't think I'm familiar.
Oh, man. Incredible. I'll play some Big K for you.
See, here's what I need to let people know. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Hard work's what I'm putting in.
Put it in. Wait, pause.
Hard work, yeah. God knows that you wouldn't win.
I'm the best and I ain't really gotta say that shit.
Selling crack while you mow the lawn.
What?
While you sit behind your desk, this was going on.
Huh?
While you driving and adjusting on your volume. I'll be out in Hollywood doing what the stars do. Hard boiled attitude. Something like John Woo. Something light on my wrist. Woo. Moving that dog food in the street.
What? What?
Come on.
Selling crack while you mow the lawn?
Come on.
What are you talking about? That's a suburb right there. You got a law, nigga?
Shit. You got I Love My Life off that joint, the Nori track, right? That one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. one of my favorites. I'll
play a little Save. I feel like the whole album is a banger.
It is very.
There's a couple that are like, yeah, but for,
I think some of the beats don't hold up, but I mean, you got like once again, maybe it's a thing, but whenever you get nature on a track, it's over. You know what I mean?
Grow. He progressed his game.
This is not.
He got more habits. Talk about more habits. You can catch Nori, yeah, in LA. With more bitches and a test today. A fly hose with the pound double O's. B12 is extraordinary. Pushing a man with exquisite. Watch me lock pivot. Let me get it. Straight dig in it. Penetrate to you straight, get bold with it. And you'll be asking your friends if they see him. From AM to PM, I'll be chilling with a hoe in the next BM. Y'all dogs fast, can't mess with ass crackheads. Fast squares, Puerto Ricans with dreads. Yo,
incredible.
Puerto Ricans with dreads.
Yo, this has got less than 500,000 listens on it than on Spotify.
But as I'm looking at the track list, everyone is a fucking banger.
It's not a game. Maze and Mussolini, remember that shit? That shit was fucking fire, man.
Fiesta Head, are you kidding me? Head. Oh.
Trackmasters. Uncontrollable hotness on this plate. From state to state. It's Story Aga the Great. I'm the Kid Capri.
Kid Capri.
Yo, chicken that new. A man named Taboo. Friend named Gina. We used to call her Buckwheater.
Then you had the Cool G Rap and Mussolini joint on there, too.
I'm telling you, even think about the band from TV, Body in the Trunk. What? Come on. I mean, like, what are we doing? What are we talking about? What are we even doing here, Ronzi?
Word up, boss, boss, motherfucker. Boss. My heart, nigga, man. That's my nigga right there.
Yo, you know Nori, type of nigga, stay real truck. I ain't the type to
cut his hands off.
Just say what?
What the fuck?
How long after?
Sounding halfway butt. If you ain't wet, bust the bus.
Then shut the fuck up.
Niggas and snakes. In other words, just like dicks. Y'all sell raps. You can sell crack on crates. It's like a Stockton shot. Won't look with a drop. Yo, I hate to have to sit my niggas all in your spot. Like split star, shooting right.
Keep
it
real. Keep it real with me.
With bananas. Even if they lose our sight, we still got cameras. We play the game like the movie. Smoke Lucy, big gone, but my favorite song still juicy.
Cold caption, son don't even know what's happening. Before the second thought, make you feel the wrath of my clapping. Fire flashing, two holes up in your head matching. Dope fiend in the corner, itch from eight scar scratching. We make the nutter butter.
How long after the rap music all over the place. How long after the CNN album did Nori drop that solo joint?
It had to have been like maybe a year, 2 years.
Oh, I would have thought longer because it just feels different. Yeah, maybe it's because it's the Neptunes kind of influence on it, but it just, the sound feels different.
So this says, 1 year. So this came out, Capone and Noriega came out June 17th, 97, according to Spotify. And then the other one comes out July 15th, 1998.
Wow, that quick, huh?
Nori blew up off that CNN album.
Yeah, but I feel like he blew up even more off that Super Thug joint.
Super Thug was huge, yeah.
I feel like that was all over the place, and then Nori was like a household name after that. It's all right. I got this video I saw yesterday. Just said, somebody tell Big K that Old Rex is back. I don't know if it's Big K rapping or if it's...
No, that's Rex rapping.
He goes in.
He does go in, but K is going to have something for him.
Yeah, you got Big K in this one?
Let me see if I can...
Big K in this bad boy?
Let me see if I can find something
for you. It's like 2.5 minutes of him just going...
Big K's last battle, it got ugly.
I don't think people realize that
Big K
rapping, like battle rap, is a different arena altogether. Like, you gotta be like, you gotta be funny. You gotta be hip to the topics at hand. Like, you gotta be like timely. You gotta be, I don't know. You gotta have a stiff upper lip because somebody's gonna come across your dome piece with like an insult that might hurt your feelings. You know what I mean? You gotta be kind of chill about it.
One of Big K's last battles, he comes out, dude does his whole first round, mm-hmm. and then Big K just goes into his pocket and pulls out a piece of paper and shows it to the crowd, and it's the dude's thing saying he snitched to the feds.
Oh my God. That was
it. And then he was like, what's up?
That's
like,
it.
That was over, it. Johnny. It was over.
I don't need to rap.
Get him a body bag.
I don't need to. Get him a body bag. Yeah, that's it.
Getting out the city, but I'm repping the team. I always did what I said and always said what I mean. I had a bag full of something I could sell to a fiend. And a 12-gauge pump in the leg of my jeans.
But when you was in Scribble Jam, I was in steak boots and prison tents. We both rap, but no rap, I'm a different man. Real rap, I lift Ill Mac through a ceiling fan. And drop money on its grill like a dental plan. And you will make it the snack when your nose in my palm meet. Like, hey hater, showstopper, face breaker, throw a haymaker. Wake up a day later with your cat pill. Mac built like an eighth grader. You act tough when you rap stuff, play gangster, but you really pussy. That's fake heart, pacemaker. You come on my head.
Nice.
Brain like James Taylor, chain slangers, chain yankers, and game bangers. Fuck a vet, I'm in this spot for my rep, weight training. And I ain't come here to out rap you, just disrespect. So go ahead and spit that nerd shit for all these nerds so I can get my check. So who you fucking with? Little man suck a dick. You fragile, I break your shit wearing oven mitts. Look, I keep a level head in drama. You seem shook. I'm bipolar, nice jab, mean hook. I'm living hard. You think all I got is gun bars? So how about this? I will smack the shit out you. Smack the shit out you with both hands. You a grown man the size of DJ from Roseanne.
Oh no.
If you own a thesaurus CD, use a motherfucking nerd. Sweet, I'm a butler with the words. Get mopped in the first and second, dusted in the third. Wrong stuff, get your jaw touched with a quick jab, kick, grab, Pete, washed up, you get dish rag. This pistol can bang like a lock in gym class. A clip blast, he gon' need a shit bag and a skin grab. I'm in the hood where you ain't posted on the corner, not strapped. Bandana on the face, go to war like Iraq. It's 40 all black, knock him 40 yards back. Or uppercut him through the roof like Mortal Kombat. Like I smack you in the face with a burner, but you ain't worthy of the bullet, use a waste of murder. And if you ever try to play me, I toss your baby off the third floor. Time that up. Bitch scream when I throw it like a Nerf ball. I was so fat, I got caught twice. I let a bullet whistle around your neck like Top Flight. That round you just spit, not tight. All reaches, no punches. B Magic and Fox Fight. After this, we popping bottles at the Fauntleroy. I'm mixing Chris with the Spade like Tommy Boy. Cookout, roll up, then pass the blunt by you. Stick my hands in your plate like an umpire. Shoulder stock, shoulder stocks that fold down like a sun visor. Twin cans, I'm Steve Austin with the Budweiser. Said, look, that punch is weak. Danny all behind a Gucci. And you look like a Goomba from the Mario movie.
It's a Danny Bonaduce.
Knock the walls off of your hoopty. I'm retarded with a gun. Officer Doofy. What you in that Kiwi Chrysler. That killer in the trunk like the DC sniper. I say, you rapping. it, I live it. I'm in the trap of my pivot with that thing that put his brain through the back of his feet. Our daddy be smoking dust, getting wet a lot. I smack him on the water like a belly flop. I ice pick out the freezer, the type of shit I'm on. You sold up from a cold cut like Jimmy John's. You ain't never been mashed down with a pistol palm. Shorty joking, that 40 smoking like Stifler mom. I got I was in the parking lot for him in Foxhole drama. Flat out, two corns beefing like a hot toast title. When y'all locked up,
time out.
I said when y'all locked up, you didn't.
Time out.
You need to get up on some BK.
I was not familiar with BK like that. I was not. That.
Two quarts beefing like a cooked tostada.
Like I was saying though,
you just keep going. Yeah. Oh,
you gotta be.
Oh.
You gotta be topical. Yeah. You gotta be stupid, funny.
Yeah.
I mean, like, being a battle rapper.
Did he say I made your bitch, your baby cry when I threw him like a Nerf ball? Like, what was that?
The third floor.
Right, that was disrespectful as hell.
Slapping two cans together like Stone Cold Steve Austin. What? I'm saying, you got to be different to be a battle rapper. And that, like, shit. I immediately just thought of our boy Cannabis.
Ugh.
Tom Cruise, mom shoes.
Oh, God.
Somebody who had it, like, you think that, like, oh, this guy is so good at the punches, he'd be a great battle rapper. But no, you got to be built a different kind of way.
And you got to know your opponent and all that stuff.
And you have to, exactly. You have to be in the scene. You have to be topical. You need to know exactly why people are whack and why they ain't hold. Oh, man. Give me some more.
Dump him, you ain't pop no llama. You was getting slammed by Fox more than Barack Obama. What's up? This Tommy gun look like I'm holding a banjo. Ski mask with Kevlar over the camo. This battle shit a lick. They ain't dope as your man, no. All wins, no draws, like I'm going commando. Yeah. Look, up frame. Brought a clip full of cop killers that bust up brain. Swinging that iron close range like a putt-putt game. This 50 gonna be wide, be spinning like Young Buck chain.
Oh, shit.
I say, look, selling crack with a Mac 11. Bullets through the windshield to teach magic ass a lesson. But spill his guts in the back seat like taxi cab confessions. I say, look. Yo, I'm in the streets with the sack, passenger seat with the Mac. Come get your fucking cherry pop. I'm in the V with the strap, but you can still get punched in your mouth for what you speak in your raps. And these shits split gum like it's the last piece in the pack. I'm Mr. Incredible. Filling a pavilion. I put the boot on them like Sicilian civilians. Slit your wife's throat, burn down the bitch building. So when your princess died, they don't find any prince. William, fill your gun. Look, as twin toddlers throwing hissy fits. Potato on a barracuda. Fish and chips. Kimbo Fist. I ain't never been no bitch. Owe me money, I'm in your house. About to flip your shit. The bullet go through your scalp, then the pillow rip. I whip your head back and forth for whatever Willow, Smith, and Wesson. But look, you was running your faggot mouth, so you had to pay. This little dirty motherfucker getting thrashed today. You Fabergé, soon as you try to jab, I sway. Throwback hooks, Jazzy Faye, Cassius Clay, Molly Wap, body shot, make him Earl of the Man belching. Late night, I'm on the hunt where you vamping. Van Helsing, you can hash it out. I said,
wow.
I throw Willie in a four Nelson. I'm four Melvin. Baby boy, back on back. If Will slipped his hammer, knock him back on track. They calling me the future. YC, they throwing me racks on racks. Why you on Twitter every day, sucking dick, trying to get back on Smack. Like, I kill shotgun. I ruin that gorilla. You battle Tay Rock and got dominated. Cause you used a lot of filler. After that, you got exonerated. DNA proved you not a killer. What you think? You're doing me feet start rapping. You see this heat start clapping, then your Nissan flatten. I'm in your yard with a yapper. Curse the children. I paint your fucking house. This is Sherwin, William. All I brought is...
Oh, my God.
I think that shit Rosenberg said about my brother. Like, that shit was intense. Only thing is, when I said bro, I was speaking in a figurative sense. You know the type you knew since she was five to the day that he died? So you had to hold his mom in your arms while she cried? And she looked at you and said, if you had a battle, that's some shit that need to get done. Because she knew deep down what that opportunity of mean to her son. See, that's that type of... of shit to get you punched in the mouth. Stop rapping about shit you don't know nothing about. Say, yo, y'all say my bars is too vague. I'm not tapping into the moment. They just random punchlines that apply to any opponent. The first time I was told it, I think I had to be laughing. Like, excuse the fuck out of me for actually rapping. I don't... Look. Your nose look like a guitar pick. No, it look like your pops is half swordfish. My shit rip through bricks and make floor rip. This a match you ain't fit for. You should forfeit. The 4-4 bulldog or the 4-5th. Money, you'll get a magazine. That's the Forbes list. You dead. Low life piece of shit at best. You gon' need Arcane to come and write your verse. Remember when Soul duffed you? I do you twice as worse. Rip your fucking throat open. Put this knife to work. The doc's gon' have to button around your neck like life alert. I will pop you cold square in the mouth like a brand new ice tray. Razor to your face, get severed in cold cuts. You soft, peanut butter and jelly with no crust. A blow that big ass nose with a bed sheet. They threw your ass in the shark tank, you dead meat. You'll be your homie's chess piece by the next week. I talk it cause I live it, you don't live it to talk it. Hit the compartment, clip it, then I click it and spark it. 2-8s, roommates, they'll split your apartment into the You trash for the low price. No bars, they blinded by your flash. That's a strobe light, I'm throwing bombs. I'm throwing bombs, you holding on. Let it go, Ice, your ship sailed. You're stinking up this card with that Old Spice. You smell me? I say, listen, I'm bringing 3 rounds. Slip and it's a beatdown. I'm strapped like the Navy. Llama by the kidney, I get it jumping in Beantown. I push the Pinto, slump with the seat down. Now I'm dabbing in the dump like I'm D. Brown. Clown, come on, yo. Hey, look, man. For the stash next door, Ned Flanders, the clip falling off the hip. Wet Pampers, a big one hit your chest. Fred Sanford, who Fred? I run through dust, I'm doom bugging. Plugged, I know some roster minds. Tools dumping, I had them dread slide on ice. Cool runners. Got... Zero in a tuxedo, bang. I'm a natural, it's never a front. That's how I come up in the ring and do whatever I want. You're trapped or get sprayed if I'm smelling the skunk. I tell the cops he shot himself and fell in the trunk. You a chump. I said, you pick 2 of them. Move something. I don't budge and don't bend. I throw 10. Family trees get broke limbs. You outdated. So rusty. Won't win. I got the Tommy in the desert. There's no country for old men. I don't think. What? What? Come on, yo. Locked, then we push it. That's the baby stroller. If I was in grind time, this what Kaya told you. You look like Ray Liotta mixed with Baby Joker. So play it over, make a plan, try and formulate. Or tomahawks in your helmet, Florida State. I mean, this ain't the best match. You can't coordinate. Name a battle rapper I can't beat that coordinate. Yeah, Florida beat, somewhere core asleep, right under Coral Reef beat. They love my style, they want more of it. Betrayal taught me certain snakes is warm-blooded. Suplex City, come take a tour of it. The wackest in the rotten apple, that's the core of it.
Yo, thank you, Big K, for doing all the heavy lifting for this show.
Yeah,
that was amazing. I am so elated.
Jump up on Big K, my friend. He's
yeah,
great.
I am. I'm gonna do a little research. Unfortunately, Rex was the reason that I just saw him battling against Big K. So I didn't really know. I never got to hear Big K's rebuttal.
Oh, yes.
To what he had to say. It was just 2.5 minutes of Rex going hard again. And I was like, oh, this fucking dude. Roxanne said, what up, everybody?
Getting ready. What up, Roxanne? All right, man. That's it for the show today. I got to get home. It's raining out.
This is fantastic.
Cryptonline.com. I'm Vega the Chosen. We got the Bonafide over here.
I'm the Bonafide.
Yes, you can check us out everywhere. Peace out. Peace to Supervisor Wins and Supervisor Unlimited.
Peace
check him
ben
out
Nice.
Everywhere. Get his PBS album. Peace to Ben Nice. Peace to Billy Slang for the beats.
It's okay, Belinda.
It's okay, Belinda. And we'll see you
next time,
y'all.
Peace to Boston.
Yeah, man.
Love y'all.
Present this evening some of the sounds that you hear from the East Coast of the United States.
Hands on one Uzi. This clip will bring the bitch out court. My check. Oh, yeah. So who you fucking with? Little man, suck a dick. You fragile, I'll break your shit wearing oven mitts. Nah.